to overload. And nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
See why, I don't see why we wouldn't just start.
And that's why I'm no longer allowed in the fruit aisle.
Well, that's why. Hey, we're back. This is the Monday Mass with Chris Cote and Todd Richards, and it's actually being recorded on a Monday.
Monday is the day that begins the week.
That's right. The first day of the week. So today, it is the gas podcast, because Todd and I both have that travel gas, mm-hmm. airplane gas.
I might not have pooped on Friday.
Because of the airplane.
Because I had travel anxiety. But listen, I get travel anxiety. I left early on Friday. So
that's
like
what you do. You travel.
Yeah, but I get travel anxiety. So I had a shy poop on Friday. I may have nuggeted a bit, but it wasn't like a full like, okay, well, I'm ready for my weekend.
Yeah.
Saturday, I had to work. And then I flew to altitude. I flew to Salt Lake. So
altitude,
super
Colorado.
Altitude, Colorado. I went to Salt Lake City, Utah. Okay. So plane drives you out. I get to Salt Lake. I'm on like someone else's schedule that we have to like be at the venue at like 8 a.m. So I miss my window.
Oh.
And then I come back that
No home field advantage.
Like I have a problem with foreign soils. Right. That's like taking poops in weird places.
Yeah.
So then I don't poop all day because you can't poop there.
Then
I get back and I'm super dehydrated because I haven't drank enough water. So obviously my poo has now turned to pumice. So like I wake up on Sunday and I really need to poop this morning before I go.
This is how we're going to start, huh?
I'm pretty sure we're going.
Yeah, we're going.
I feel like people can relate to this. So then on Sunday morning I get up and I'm like, okay, it's going to happen because I need to. So I'm starting to worry now because I've been eating a lot of food.
Yeah.
And it's not coming out. So Sunday morning I'm like, I'm gonna get this done.
Keep going.
Nothing. No, like not even
and
like
you're drinking coffee.
I'm drinking coffee, I'm drinking water. Okay. But it's like my body's like, you're not at home, I'm not letting this go.
Oh.
So then I get home last night. This morning has been a marathon.
Oh good.
Mm-hmm.
Well let's
I just like to let you guys know if you have any active skin repair on you,
let's do this podcast and get you
torn
back
anus
home in time to do that. So welcome back, Todd. Todd just got back from
Nitro World Games.
I just got back from ISA World Surfing Games.
Wow.
We both have some reflection to do, and we both have some action sports stuff to talk about because it's been a giant week in action sports, and we've got some catching up to do. Before we get to the actual podcast, that was the poop cast to start us off. Because we're both feeling that, you know, I just love to travel, Todd. I love to be cultural with places.
I look at your Instagram. I mean, like you kind of, it just comes off as like you're super bored.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to like stand next to this tree. Like,
yeah. Well, I'm, you know, that's, it's hip. I'm trying to be hip.
I'm not trying to
give you the experience of being there with me. We'll get to all that.
Who is calling? Eddie Wall is calling. Let's take his call.
Okay, this is real. This is new stuff. Eddie Wall is here, folks.
Oh, hello. Am I live?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? We just got started, Eddie. Todd and I literally hit record.
Wait. Before you start, can you say hi? This is Eddie Wall, longtime listener, first time caller.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello. This is Eddie Wall. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, welcome.
Okay, cool.
To the show,
now we can proceed.
Okay, so we were just about to start the podcast, but now we're going to restart the podcast because Eddie Wall is here. Eddie Wall is one of our favorite people.
Does that mean that my whole poop story is not going to make the
podcast?
No,
your poop story is totally the beginning.
Okay, all right, cool.
But now we're into the Eddie Wall segment. Eddie Wall was at the BSR Cable Park, and he was there for the Stab High event in Waco, Texas. We're gonna start right in with it.
Okay,
Eddie Wall.
Surf news, Eddie Wall.
Surf news from Eddie Wall. Eddie Wall, tell us about your experience at the Waco Wave Pool for the Stab High event Where were you watching from? What were you doing? We got to know it all because we were both out of town, unavailable, and it was unattainable for us. You tell us what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'm thankful. I mean, both of you guys were kind of out of town and busy, so that's why the only reason I got to go, which was really cool, and I was very excited about that. This was the very first surf contest I've ever commentated, and it was pretty awesome. You know, I am in order, I guess you could say. I'm a snowboarder, then skateboarder, and then surfer. I'm not much of a huge surfer, but I do surf a lot, and I like, you know, it was really neat for me to go and actually see a lot of these guys, like, you know, Nathan Fletcher and especially, you know, Rat Boy, and see some of these older guys that I've kind of looked up to and seen their surfing for a long time. And then obviously meet and hang out with the younger guys who are just chucking themselves off these waves. It started off on Thursday. I landed in Austin, Texas. And that night was actually really cool because we got to meet up with Chippa Wilson and Dion and hang out with those guys. And I'm going to get more into that later. But, yeah, I know. It was good. It was awesome.
What was your job? What did you get hired to do there?
Okay, my job was to commentate the contest. So, essentially, it was a live feed. It was the first pay-per-view surf contest in the history of surfing, so the first pay-per-view contest. And my job was to sit with Bobby Martinez and commentate the contest.
Nice.
And then we switched on and off. Duma and Damian. Oh, wait, no, Duma and, I'm drawing a blank right now. Dorian.
Yeah.
Those two did it, like, we'd switch on and off. Like, they would do an hour, we would do an hour, you know, like that.
Right.
So it was mental. Let me tell you about the actual wave pool. It's really sick. Like, the whole compound is crazy. So it's about an hour and a half outside of Austin. It's out, like, 5-10 minutes outside of Waco, Texas. You pull into this ranch, and I mean, you're driving on these like backcountry roads. It's just like farms and trailer parks, and like in the middle of nowhere. And it's just the most unassuming place you could ever imagine. Like, everyone on the way there said they thought they got lost. And you're on this little tiny dirt road, and then there's this gate that says BSR Cable Park. And you're like, oh, like, that's weird. And then you just turn in. And it's this very, imagine kind of like almost like a homemade, but very nice water park.
Homemade. Like, I like that.
Yeah, it is. It kind of looks like someone just got a backhoe and built this big water park on their land. But it is really nice. Like, it's well maintained. The buildings are super nice. Like, it's not like a junky or anything. And they have the longest lazy river. You can BYOB, so people are just like bringing cases of beer in and floating on this little lazy river. They have a slide that like launches you into the air, and then of course
lemurs.
There's the wakeboarding stuff, but then they have the wave pool.
But lemurs. I heard there's lemurs.
Todd's asking lemurs? About lemurs.
Lemurs.
Is there lemurs?
I never saw a lemur.
You didn't see the
Don't
lemurs?
Distract him.
I've seen pictures of lemur. I'm like really excited to go surfing and have lemur experience.
Leave the lemurs out of this. We're talking about the wave pool.
Honestly, I wish I knew there were lemurs there, but I did not see any. The actual wave pool, I'm sure you guys have heard of it, and your listeners as well, but the wave pool is basically this massive kind of semicircle, like a half circle. One side's a whole concrete wall, the other side's kind of a little beach. And the wave itself is just like a computer program, and they can put in all sorts of different waves. They have like a
perfect
barrel wave.
Wedges. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have wedges. They have a barrel wave. They have a reef break wave. They have a point break wave. So, you know, and they'll just yell down like, what do you guys want? And someone will be like, I want to do an air. And then
God,
they just boom.
We gotta get there.
And they're like, oh, do you want a left or a right? It's just, it's pretty insane.
A la carte wave menu.
Did you pee in there?
No, I never had to.
Don't lie to our listeners.
I definitely would have. I surfed it at like 11 p.m. absolutely hammered on Saturday night.
Oh, nice. The Eddie Wall expression session.
You for sure peed in there.
It was the Eddie Wall just eating it on every single wave session. But anyways.
So the build-up, there's surfers practicing in the lineup. You have probably you have the best aerialists on the planet, old and new. And you're getting yourself prepared for the contest. What were the practice sessions like?
The practice was pretty cool. It's interesting because the day everyone arrived, which was Friday, I think everybody was super amping and just going nuts. And because everybody was just super excited to surf the wave. And then on Saturday, Saturday morning, it was funny because a lot of guys weren't landing waves. A lot of guys were kind of just, their legs looked a little soft. And I was talking to Nathan Fletcher up on the deck where you kind of watch from. And he was like, yeah, man. He's like, I think everybody just was like amping so hard yesterday that today it's like almost hard for them to get the stoke back up. You know how that can kind of happen. Yeah. But anyways, no, the practice was kind of mellow, but obviously guys were still just, punting errors. The thing I was most impressed about overall was the consistency of guys landing on their boards and actually riding away.
Yeah, when I was watching it, the beginning of it, Eddie, remember when we were kind of texting back and forth?
Yeah.
I thought it felt like Street League, kind of, like the...
Right.
You know, it was just like boom, 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 boom. These guys, there was hardly any downtime. It was like time enough for like a replay and then maybe another angle. And then boom, the next dude was going. It was sick. Yeah. Like I think it's got, it's got major potential. It's got legs. It's got legs.
Yeah, I was just tripping on the fact that, with surfing and doing airs surfing, obviously you don't, like, for instance, I was talking to Dion and he was like, the crazy thing is, he's like, there's this wave in Australia that we hit. And he's like, once a year, we follow this one certain swell where we know this wave is going to have a perfect wedge that we can do airs off of. I call them air waves. I don't know if that's surfers have picked up on that yet, but.
That's fine. I like that. Air waves.
Yeah, air waves. And anyways, and he was like, I have to wait all year for that one wave, and then that swell might last a day or two, and I get to try a few tricks a couple times, like, a year, And he's like, it's just crazy with these wave pools, because now you have kids who are just boosting airs every day, all day, like they're at a skate park. And so it was just interesting to hear his take on it of, like, yeah, like, this is kind of, it's just so weird. And that gives you an idea of how rarely I think it is that these guys – consistently get to practice doing airs in the ocean. Yeah. And so when they get into a wave pool and they're just landing all the time, like, I honestly assumed, like, in the heats, you got, like, if the guys got four waves, like, maybe they would each land one air, but everybody was landing, like,
they're all landing
50% of their airs. It was nuts.
You could see how comfortable they were, like, when, I mean, like, Noah Dean, for instance, like, he just started to get really comfortable with grabbing and, like, pushing his back leg out more, he had more control. It wasn't like it was that urgency of, I might not get another chance to do this, so I'm going to half ass it just so I can land. It was like they knew that they could kind of,
they were full ass.
Yeah, they were full ass.
Yeah.
No,
who are some of the, obviously the standouts kind of shined online on Instagram and all that. But for you being there and commentating, who are some of the guys that just kind of freaked you out, impressed you throughout? Not just the actual event, but the whole weekend.
I mean, honestly, it is kind of, overall, it was the dudes who actually stood out. People know, I think Noah Dean got first, Chippa came in second, and Eitan Osborne got the $20,000 from highest error. Right. And for me, it was really cool to see Chippa. There was a couple of really young kids there who were like
Eli Hanneman, yeah. Chad Schilling.
Yes, Eli Hanneman. He was doing those backside five no grabs every single try.
Were you calling him backside fives?
Yeah.
What? I just want to know what people said.
Well, okay, so that was actually one of the biggest points of this call that I wanted to talk about, especially that Todd and Cote is there. So
here we go.
This is the biggest thing of the whole weekend. This is more impressive than the airs or anything. So clearly, and I don't know if your listeners have been following this, but obviously there's just a big upset and a big discussion about, naming tricks in surfing. And obviously, Todd, I think Cote is on board with, you're on board with this. Obviously, Pierre Wickberg is very vocal about all of this. There's like the whole thing with, an air reverse, which is essentially like a frontside 3 to revert to 5, and then like a full rotation, I think, is called, is basically like a frontside 5.
540.
Anyways, yeah, a frontside 540. So this was the biggest thing. I thought I was going to come here because online, this was a New York Times article, for Christ's sakes. Like, this is like a kind of a big thing. When I came here, I was expecting a lot of pushback from the surfers, from the fans, whatever, from the people, like how to call these tricks. And it was, it really blew my mind the first night when I was hanging out with Dion and Chippa, and I was trying to pick these guys' brains. I was like, hey, you guys, like, I'm here. You know, I obviously want to kind of, like, I come from a snowboard and skateboard background, so I'm going to see these tricks how I would call them, like, if you were skating a vert ramp or essentially where these tricks were invented. And, but at the same time, I, like, want to respect you guys, and I don't want to, like, act like, you know, just because you called something an air reverse that it's lame, and I don't want to, you know, whatever. The response I got was so insane. Like, every single surfer I talked to was just like, yeah, like, dude, we don't care. Like, first of all, it sounded like most of them didn't even realize that there was like a big, like, discussion about it. Because
they're
on.
Not like, nerds like us.
Yeah.
Totally. Totally.
They're not armchair professional like, surfers.
Do you know who's the one kid? Brendan in it.
Brendan Gibbons, yeah.
Yes. So, unfortunately, he got hurt in practice, but I hung out with him quite a bit on Thursday night as well. And he was like, dude, he was like, listen, this is what we do. Every single wave we take off, obviously outside of a wave pool, is totally different. He goes, you pump down the line, you chuck into the air, you grab your board. He's like, water gets in your eyes. You usually just shut your eyes. He's like, and then you kind of land in the whitewash, however you land, and try to stay on your board. And if you have to revert, you revert. And he's like, honestly, dude, he's like, and this is not taking away from him, but he was just like, dude, he's like, half the time, I don't even know what I'm doing.
Lottery toss in the air.
He's like, I look at the video footage, and I'm like, oh, weird. Like, I got corked on that one, or I was flat on that one, or I missed the grab, or I got a different grab. Like, and he's like, oh,
accidental,
that's cool.
It's accidental awesomeness.
You know what? I'll tell you, just to add to what you're saying, Eddie, conversely, like, you look at Matt Miola, who is, I would argue that he's probably one of the most consistent dudes who's doing, like, truly weird, like, he's one of the guys that, like, that spindle flip he does, which is like kind of like I don't even know how to define it, because there's not really anything in snowboard or skate that you could even, it's just, it's truly a unique rotation where he's like almost parallel with the wave, but like for him to be able to repeat that rotation, you know what I mean? Like,
he's trying that.
But it looked like the first time that he did it, it was just because he hit a piece of chop and he was trying to spin in a certain direction off of the wave. But like, for them to be able to repeat that stuff, I can't wait to see where this goes.
Yeah.
No, I mean.
Oh, how about that frontside? The kid who did the frontside alley oop. Who was that? Was that Jet Shannon? In the wave pool. He just did like a stock frontside air alley oop.
Massive, too. Yeah.
That was sick.
But I think, honestly, like, that was one of the things that I was most blown away by, is I thought a lot of surfers were going to be like, oh, why the heck do you have a snowboarder, like, commentating this? But most of them were like, yo, we're so stoked to have you here, because, I mean, there were dudes like, I mean, Bobby Martinez, he sat down in the booth, and he was just like, yo, he's like, by the way, I don't even know the name of a single grab. He's like, when someone grabs their board, I say they're grabbing their rail, or a rail grab. Yeah. He's like, I don't know what an indie is, or a frontside grab, or a melon, or a stale fish. He's like, none of it. And it kind of, like, that was like a light bulb went off. And I was like, yeah, like, we spent the majority of, it's like skating and snowboarding, it's like so air driven and spin driven. And where these guys are for a long time have just been on the wave, like doing carves and doing turns and you know what I mean? And this is like every single one of them were like, yo, this is all so new to us. Like, this is the first time we've even done a contest this style. Like, and so every single person was like, dude, like, call it exactly how you would call this if this dude was on, you know, a mini ramp or a vert ramp or skate snowboarding. And they were all just like,
sick.
Like, someone would do a grab and they would look at me like, what was that? You know?
Yeah.
And So I think it was really cool because I thought that there was this giant battle between like.
Oh, there is.
Well, you know
there is, but it has nothing to do with the actual guys that do it.
Yeah, it's between people like us. But you know what kind of drove me crazy. So I unfortunately didn't get to watch the broadcast because I was traveling home from Japan, but I caught some of it on Instagram. The beach announcers were saying, full rotor, and right. I was like. My nerd bone flared, and I go, "No, dude, that's not."
I heard some frontside indies in the broadcast,
but yeah, you heard frontside indie on the live broadcast.
Yeah, that was Shane Dorian, though. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, it's a pass. Yeah.
I love Shane, but he doesn't know what he's talking.
Yeah,
about.
And I was trying. I explained that to Bobby. I was like, you know, if you grab with your back hand on your toe side rail, if it's a backside wave, that's an indie. But if it's frontside wave, it's a frontside grab. Or if you're spinning frontside, it's a frontside, you know, frontside grab, and. You know, and it was cool. I thought it was awesome. And I was just really stoked. I think Kotea is right when you're saying that this is probably an argument that like everyone who's just kind of like super just nerdy about all the sports and everything, which isn't a bad thing either, but you know, are just excited because this is like kind of a fun thing to debate, you know?
I think
surfers who are out there doing it are like, we don't give a fuck. Like, I'm just trying to land this trick and like,
I think as commentators, as professional commentators, right, we should be considered the experts in this. And I think it's just lazy to call a trick or, you know, there's multiple variations of what they are, to call them all an air reverse or all a full rotation.
Or it's like I was thinking about this in the shower this morning.
Oh.
When I was
more on that
soaping
later.
My nethers was that you know, okay, well, Eddie, we were talking on you know, on Saturday kind of about, like, the difference between a varial and a shove it. And, in skating, a varial is done, the board is moved with your hand. If you don't use your hand, it's a shove it. And if people are calling things shove its that are essentially varials in surfing, a shove it arguably is a lot harder to do above the lip on a surfboard. So when someone actually does a shove it,
They
should get credit for doing it when it's not, you know what I mean? Like, there's subtle differentiations between these tricks that will eventually come into play when, you know, all these young kids that are coming up start to do crazier stuff than right now. And we're looking at the building blocks to what the future is. And if we don't get on board right now, we don't start to label things correctly.
You're going to miss the train.
The train.
Yeah. It's a disservice to the people that are doing the tricks because eventually somebody's going to take off and go, you know, like backside snap, pop shove, land it, revert out, and then do, you know, air 360 revert and then follow it up with a shove it. And it's all different tricks.
Yeah, it's like a line. And it's also like a super good way for me to stay relevant.
Yeah, me too. Maybe. Okay, Eddie, we've got to move on. Give me your final thoughts on the Stab High event. I think. You tell us your final thoughts, and then Todd and I will tell everybody else our final thoughts.
Okay.
You go.
My final thoughts were, number one, I was absolutely like mind melting surfing. Number two, it was amazing to hear these guys talk and kind of get a little bit more of an insider info on this whole trick thing and find out that it's not quite as big of a deal as I kind of thought it was. And number three, lastly, and this is kind of a big thing too, I think that everybody coming into this, all of these surfers, and which we didn't talk about, which I know we had to move on, they're all like, hey, we're all about surfing the ocean. And like these wave pool things, we have no idea what the fuck they're going to do. And a lot of them are kind of like hesitant to even participate. But at the end of the day, when they're all there, they were like, holy shit, like, we can't lie. This is the funnest thing we've ever done. The whole contest was loose. Everyone was just literally drinking beers, like, in between their runs.
That's not booze.
And it was, it was just, like, the energy there was insane. Like, everyone was just screaming and hollering, and it was so much. Yeah, I think overall the energy and the vibe there was just insane.
Hell yeah.
Thanks. Thanks, Eddie.
Commentator.
Right, thank you guys. I'm actually headed to the airport right now. So
love you long time.
See you back in Cali.
Okay. Are you? Oh, so okay, cool.
We need more of Eddie Wall.
I know.
The Monday.
Would you like to contribute? We need to come up with like a fun catchphrase for Eddie, like Eddie's bone broth.
Eddie's broth. Eddie, we love you very much, and thank you for taking the time to call us. You're still in Austin.
I am. I'm flying out. I'm headed to the airport right now.
Eddie, Texas. Coming home. All right, Eddie. Love you.
Bye, Eddie.
Thank you. Bye. Eddie Wall, ladies and gentlemen.
There we go.
That was awesome.
I like that. It's very informative.
So I agree with Eddie. I feel like the energy, you could feel the energy from that contest. Everybody was fired up about it. I think, you know, usually events like that, like I didn't really hear anything from the air expression session that was at the WSL Surf Ranch, but I heard, this was an event that kind of stopped time for at least a weekend, and everybody was talking about it. And, you know, you got to applaud Stab.
I don't
know. Even though they didn't invite me to be
I don't know.
Of it.
I mean, it was a really cool event, and I did like the way that it, the
I
format.
I don't have to be part of everything, I guess.
Well, look, you will be eventually. Someday. Because I think that, like we said, this does have a future. I'm not sure the pay-per-view thing worked. I don't think that that's a cool way to do this. I mean, I know Stab's experimenting
but
with...
But it's $9 too much?
Yeah.
I pay for what? I paid $20 for, I'm not even going to say it.
Bro, a massage.
Let me get back to that.
Japan.
Anyway, I personally don't think that it was a bad idea. My only problem was I was late to it because I was in Japan. I was in Japan at the time. That's why I couldn't do it. I was late to it, so...
I watched the, so you got it to...
Hour free.
You got an hour free. I watched the full hour free while I was commentating a rally event at the Nitro World Games, and it was... You know, it was really cool. Like, bar none, being able to see people try stuff over and over and over again and watching the best in the world do it and some of the most stylish dudes ever. I mean,
I know how hard it is to get a sponsor for an event. So, I know Monster Energy put a lot into this. I know Stab put a ton into it. It's like if they would have had just one more major sponsor, which is impossible to get these days. But
I think it's going to be...
Would you have paid $5?
Yeah. Well,
I would have paid $10 for it, personally, but I just wasn't around.
Maybe, I don't know, I probably would have paid $10.
So we know it's come, so even today I tried to sneak on and watch it this morning.
You still can't watch
it? And it's still pay-per-view, but I know that that's the thing is everybody knows there's highlights coming.
Yeah.
Everybody knows there'll be a video drop coming.
I guess it wasn't that bad.
I just wanted to be a part of it even from the perspective of a fan. I would have paid, and
look, I mean,
I would have been hyped to
hear bought Andy Irons movie the other night.
Yeah,
and that's like $19, and I'll probably watch it once.
Yeah.
So I guess in hindsight, it's not that big of a deal.
I paid $10 for Deadpool 2.
Damn,
worth it.
Worth every
totally
penny.
Worth it. Yeah,
that's
totally
that's,
worth
that's
it.
That's a nerd talk that comes later.
So we need to move on, Todd.
Okay.
Stab High. I'm saying 100% success. I wish I was there. You know, there's very few events in the world that I was like, damn. Not only, you know, I wanted to be there just to see it and witness it. It would have been nice to be nominated. I didn't win an award, but it would have been nice to be. You got nominated for an award.
I was so bummed.
But I wasn't going to beg to commentate.
Well, there'll be other chances for you to beg to work.
Maybe the Stab people just don't like
Let's move on to the Masters event because I saw. I'm going to drop some names here. You ready?
Okay.
You got that broom
Stab
ready?
High. Congratulations.
Stab
amazing
high,
event.
Job. Sam, you killed it. Duma, great.
I wish that I would have seen it and heard the commentary.
You will, though.
From, you know, I wanted to hear Bobby's negative comments. And Bobby and Eddie together, that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Positivity versus Mr. Negativity. A guy who knows everything about.
I'll tell you what.
We're
talking about this Stab thing for like.
Okay, we'll move on.
It's moved on now to life. But let's. I gotta address something.
Okay, let's go to.
Hold on. Wait, just one more.
Oh, you're one more thing.
And it has nothing to do with airs, but it is at the wave pool. Getting to see Bobby Martinez surf
in the wave pool.
In the wave pool, so rad.
Was it
dude,
cool?
Bobby Martinez is. You forget because you don't see him.
Yeah.
All the time anymore, but. Bobby Martinez has like one of the best styles to ever hit the
water.
He's
one of
ever.
The best goofy
ever.
Footers ever.
Ever.
I just want to see him surf. I don't want to hear him talk.
All right, moving on.
Moving on. The WSL had the Masters World Championships where you had Tom Curran, Aki, men's and women's, three age divisions, I believe. For
it was
men
rad.
And women.
I watched
it was in the
heats.
Azores. Mm-hmm. That was an insane event.
I saw Coco the other day going out surfing. Her and her and Mark McMorris and Darcy Sharp were heading down to the beach, and I was just coming in from surfing, and I just watched her dad,
Mason Ho, or Michael Ho.
Michael Ho, rip. Yeah. Like, dude, Michael Ho ain't lost nothing. No. He ripped.
That was the coolest part about it, because you don't see 60-year-old skateboarders or snowboarders still ripping.
Yeah, you do. Now you do.
Well, how old are you?
I'm
38.
Like, I'm old. And like, you look at Cab.
I'm trying.
Hosoi,
oh, that's like, okay. You're
not,
right.
That's
you're
not
right.
A very good comparison. I would say like right now is a great time within these fun sports we do, because
we're just now seeing how good.
Yeah, we're seeing the seniors tour, and the
grandparents
seniors
can be.
Are the ones that brought the style.
And they're
we're
smiling,
emulating them.
They're having fun, but at the same time, they're cutthroat.
Yeah.
Sonny Garcia came in vintage, classic Sonny Garcia. Spewing about the judges, pissed.
Sick. So rad.
And it's fun. It's fun to watch. And the wave looked super. Azores looks amazing.
Yeah.
The Masters were ripping. Rob Bain won in his respective division. Lane Beachley won. Lane does not like me, or maybe doesn't even know I exist. Dave McCauley, Macca, beat Shane Beshin to bring the gold back to Australia, which I thought Shane Beshin was a lock to win this thing. But Macca, ripping. And you're right. They all had amazing style.
Yeah. Well, you think about it. These are the guys that like the, you know, it's that generation that really started to push the radicalness in surfing. And people have been emulating that style for years.
Yeah.
So to see the where it came from.
Our homie, Big Tony, has a hashtag that he always posts on his photos, know your roots.
Yeah.
And I think to know your roots, you'll have to appreciate and watch and celebrate surfing by guys like Rob Bain, you know, Dave McCauley, Aki Curran, all the favorites.
Yes.
And those are the surfers that we grew up watching.
I agree.
Gorilla Grip videos, for some reason, had a lot of these dudes.
Webbed gloves.
Totally random there. Yeah, so that was the Masters event. You should watch that recap. It's really good. What else? Oh, so more Stab's killing it, by the way. They have another thing coming up, Stab in the Dark. Okay? This is where one surfer gets 20 boards, mystery shapers, and they basically talk about the boards. Dane Reynolds did it, right? Julian Wilson did it. Mm-hmm. Jordy Smith did it. The next one is I think it's still a mystery, but there's a silhouette of the person who's going to be doing it. It looks like Slater or Dorian. Mm. I hope it's Slater. But Dorian would be cool too. But I hope it's Slater. So this time it's all eco-friendly boards. They're all going to be painted black. So there's really no idea of who shaped these boards. God, if it's Slater, that's going to be really cool.
Do you think... I kind of think it's Shane.
Well, yeah, because Shane was at the wave pool. I'm down with Shane, too. Shane did some of the best airs in momentum, too.
Dude, Shane is like, he's my hero.
He was like early slob grab adapter.
He's just so...
And he was early fakie surfer.
He's so good, dude.
He's so good.
He's so good. His son Jackson's like amazing to watch, too.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome. So moving forward, that's in the future.
Yep.
Must watch online. Another freaking Stab thing. Nathan Fletcher, Radical Humanity. Just watch it and you tell us. So Todd Richards is going to be going to France for the upcoming Red Bull
Air thing.
Air tour.
Yeah. It's Josh Kersey's brainchild.
Brainchild. Now, you've got some big shoes to fill after Stab High. Now we're going back to the ocean.
Yeah.
As part of the Quick Pro.
I think that we're going to see a lot more kind of like more random chucking,
okay,
than super calculated chucking.
Now you've really thrown the gauntlet out there, saying, "In, I'm paraphrasing here, you're going to be the greatest commentator ever."
You see that on my Instagram?
You're going to change everything.
I said that
you're
once
setting yourself up.
I was so I don't know what really annoyed
me. What time
me.
Was oh, this at night?
No, this was actually during the day. The first
and Todd doesn't drink, so this didn't come from a place of
this was
vibrato.
During the Stab contest after bravado. Someone called something a frontside indie for the fourth time. I said that once I commentate an air event, it's going to be showing a tribe in the Amazon, a lost tribe on iPhone X.
Other commentators, just stop because
look,
Todd's coming to town.
There's, I just can't wait to do it. I'm really excited.
I know you're excited.
I'm
giving you shit. You're
going to
do great.
I'm so full of shit. Like, if anyone actually takes me seriously in the shit that I say on my social media or in general when I'm talking about this stuff, just know, like, you don't even know me.
You don't know me, man.
I'm here to have fun. I'm
stoked
here
to be there with you.
Good time, not a long...
Wasn't invited.
Long time. Chris, I tried to get you invited.
I
think it has something
to
do with
invited.
Lane Beachley.
Not liking me?
Yeah, you're no longer allowed.
You know, again, you can't do them all, right? I've done 90% of the events.
Yeah, but these would be good, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm bummed that you're not doing it with me.
Well, I wanted to do it, and I don't know what happened.
It's me and Vaughn. I think myself and Vaughn Blakey.
Oh, well, Vaughn's better than me.
Yeah, but we already have a relationship.
I know.
I don't even know Vaughn. I'm sure he could be great, but...
Maybe I'm not as good as I think I am.
Probably.
I think I'm good.
I'm terrible.
You know what?
I have an announcer voice that's
I will be,
super annoying.
Oh my gosh. So I was at, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be at the Vans Triple Crown of Surfing if you miss my voice. And I'll also be at the Vans Park Series Global Championships.
In China?
I'm busy.
When is China?
It's coming up. We'll talk about it in skate news. Before we leave surf news, I got to tell you, I was at the ISA World Surfing Games. This is the gateway to the Olympics, folks. In 2019, the ISA World Surfing Games will be one of three ways surfers can qualify for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, these ISA events do not get enough credit. This event was amazing.
Did it run really well?
The waves in Tahara, Japan were firing.
Really?
For 4 days straight.
Did they get it all
insane.
Done in the
yeah,
have enough
with
waves
a lay
to get
day,
it done?
Yeah, with oh. a lay day. So the crux of it, 42 nations represented. Which was insane. I met surfers from Iran, Afghanistan, Senegal, Hungary.
Oh,
and
cool.
And then, of course, like you have teams from Canada, Australia. You know, it was just the pageantry of it. You know, you have a parade. A parade to start a surf contest is rad.
I saw your, and I highly suggest yeah. everyone go check out Chris's old Instagram.
Check out the Japan feed.
Yeah.
Didn't find any panties in a vending
they
machine.
They don't do
though.
That anymore.
They don't.
No, because even the Japanese have figured out that that's super creepy.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean,
soiled
I asked everybody. But that, you know, for real though, check out ISASurf.org. I was super hyped to be part of that event.
Cool.
And
it was kind of you were a little bit dreading going there for that long.
Well, yeah, because, you know, in my mind, I was like, all right, I'm going to Japan. It's going to be flat. But I'll be in the city, so it'll be cool. You know, I can go and eat ramen and cruise around. And
did you found a skateboard?
I was in like, we were in straight at like the farmland. And the closest thing that I would describe the beach, the weather, the water, Costa Rica.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
It was 80
degrees.
So it was
really warm?
80 degrees in the air, 80 degrees in the water.
Did the water kind of seem poopy at all?
No.
No?
It was just, you know, it was like, it wasn't blue, but it
right.
was kind of just like, it was like Costa Rica. It was a trip.
That's really cool.
Cy Fitzgibbons won gold for Team Australia. Santiago Muniz won gold for Team Argentina. Japan won gold overall for their team. And there's a thing called the Aloha Cup, which is super cool. And Team Spain won that. So I would highly suggest go to ISA. And just check it all out. It was a great event.
Lots of surf
wow,
news.
Wow, that was like an hour of surf news.
Jeez.
What is it? Did we miss anything?
Who cares? This is too much surf news.
Yeah, that's a lot of surf news. All right, let's move on to skate news. Woo! Oh, we've told... Surf news is brought to you by the Planetary Punt. And the Planetary Punt is heating up. And none of the errors done at Waco could be in the Planetary Punt.
They
because
don't count.
A... You can't do it in a contest. B, you can't do it in a wave pool. Check out hashtag Planetary Punt on your Instagram and check out some of the errors that are on there for now. We have a long time. You have a long time to do your error, Todd. And if you do an error, post it up at Life at Seaco, hashtag Planetary Punt. They've been a proud sponsor of the Monday Mass for a couple months now. So we thank them.
Right,
now let's go to skate news.
Surf news.
Skate News brought to you by Quincy Woodwrights. Quincy Woodwrights. This wood has Michigan pop.
It's hard rock
it's
maple.
It's grown, sustainably harvested, shaped, glued, pressed, all in Michigan.
Michigan is in the United States of America.
Hey, this wood is hard as a rock, and it's got pop, and I love the shapes. Follow at Quincy Woodwrights on Instagram, and maybe we'll give out some Quincy wood to you for listening. Skate News. Okay. As we were talking about Stab High and talking about this being the one of the best surf contests ever, maybe? Can I say that?
Yeah, it was cool.
One of the best surf contests ever.
Oh, I know
ever.
Where you're going
one
with
of
this.
The coolest.
I know where you're going with this.
Let's talk about once a year, these crazy, crazy fools from Montreal, Canada, put together a contest called the Dime Glory Challenge.
It's so sick.
This is the wildest skateboarding contest of the year, maybe ever. Every year they step up to a new realm of wildness, and this year they did it again.
It was so cool.
So if you don't skate, this is a contest you're going to love. If you do skate, you already know about it. The Dime Glory Challenge in Montreal. Dime is a clothing company, like a cool streetwear skate company.
DC was a part of it too.
DC sponsored it as well. This is some shit you have to just find because there's no live broadcast.
It was kind of on. There's a bunch of it on Instagram. I mean, just
it's
I would just,
all
hashtag
over Instagram.
Dime Glory.
Hashtag Dime Glory. This shit. Okay, there was a wall ride challenge, right? That imagine probably. A giant wall and there's two quarter pipes going up to it. They start off at 12 feet. They ended it at 19 feet wide.
And people were just full bug on a windshield slamming.
Some of the heaviest slams
so
ever. So this is all in a warehouse, and there's like, they almost look like Oompa Loompas, or who are the guys from Minions? And the Minions are moving the ramps around. It's crazy. There's nothing like it. A shod wall rid, 19 feet.
Which
mental.
doesn't
front
really,
side.
It doesn't really seem that far, but
if you watch
the
video
and you see how far they have to just like extend out the car on the wall,
it's so
mental. Crazy. It doesn't look real.
And then there was a speed challenge on a slick floor.
Yeah, that was heavy.
Just drop in off a giant roll in, and there's ledges, and the floor is slick for some reason, and people are eating shit.
Yeah,
and flying at like 25 miles an hour into nose grinds, and that is Yuri Fascini, I think, won that aspect. The Volcano Challenge.
What was that one? I don't think I saw that
The
one.
Volcano Challenge?
Yeah.
The Volcano Challenge was a giant kind of almost like a kicker to kicker, but there was a giant ledge in the middle, and it was fire all around.
I didn't
it.
Even see that.
And that, it was death-defying in itself. The fire element really made it. A guy, one of the Minion workers, actually caught on fire.
Oh, so you know it's good. You know it's good.
Louis Lopez, I think, won that part. The Gladiator Challenge.
Yeah, I saw it.
On a podium, five skaters at a time. They have to stay on their boards when they're trying to push each other off the podium. And Wrecking Ball won that, of course.
Of course.
Wrecking Ball came out of a coma to compete in that. The world's most jacked skateboarder won. And then with the thing that broke the Instagram, the internet,
mm-hmm.
Cater Skater, drop in on the Pyramid Challenge.
Did you see some of the people that didn't succeed in dropping in on the Pyramid Challenge?
Ducky from Team Pizza
it's
Skateboards.
Like falling out of a building.
How, I mean, he was three stories up, do you think?
Something like
at
that.
At the
it's,
very end?
It's like three stories of, well, is it 30 feet? I think it's 30 feet off the ground
30
total.
Feet,
total.
So maybe 22 feet plus a 6 foot.
At least 10 or 11 feet of vertical drop.
Shit was out of control. Cater Skater. Just if you again, I don't care if you don't even like skateboarding, you will like this.
And this is basically like a tail hop in.
A tail drop.
Yeah.
No grab. I don't think.
But they weren't making contact really with the. It wasn't like a full drop in. They were just like hopping.
They drop. Yeah, they kind of missed the wall, but they land in a bank.
Yeah, but still, I mean, that's like
psychotic.
The biggest like
psycho,
basically tail bomb drop you could do.
Yeah,
ever makes the Encinitas drop kind of look.
It's similar actually.
It's very similar.
Yeah,
with less cars.
Scary stuff. But
icy,
congratulations
icy
to Dime in DC for the Dime Glory Challenge.
Super rad. Best contest. More skate news. Did you see Tom Asta's switch frontside heel flip that I was
where?
I was on the toilet and I was.
It was on your toilet?
No, I was.
He switch heel flipped your toilet.
I was on my toilet and I was kind of, you know, going.
Best place to get
going
skate
through
news.
Instagram as you do. And this morning, I think a Street League posted up. So Tom Asta is doing like a switch frontside heel flip on a quarter pipe.
Yeah.
It is the dumbest. It is so insane. I immediately had to text Andrew Cannon and say,
why didn't you text it to our group?
Because it was a private conversation with me and Andrew Cannon.
Fine.
So anyways, well, I was like, oh my
God, I'm
going
to watch that.
What's up? Because he rides for Santa Cruz. And I was like,
yeah,
this is dumb. He's like, yeah, it's so dumb.
The best. It's dumb as in good.
Yeah.
Congratulations to, so, you know, we can talk about weddings and skate news. Pedro Barros got married.
Right.
And Tori Pudwell got married.
Everyone was super sober probably at Pedro's
wedding. Big skate weddings.
I only go to second weddings.
What else in skate news? King of the Road, we talked about it a lot last week.
Oh,
Team Element won.
Let's talk about teeth.
Teeth.
King of the Road.
Yes.
Because Andy Roy got some teeth.
Andy Roy got new teeth.
And it's crazy looking.
It is. It takes a while for, I'm sure the person.
And he's kind
it takes a while to get used to
he's growing
a person
hair,
with
he's
new
teeth.
He's
kind of growing hair in, too.
Right.
So not only, like, the spider web's being covered up, and he has teeth.
There's a new Andy Roy.
It really is.
Yeah.
You can tell he's, like, genuinely super happy.
I'm happy for him.
I'm happy that he's not as terrifying anymore.
Yeah. He is still terrifying.
Like, the nicest,
in a
most,
fun way.
Nicest, most terrifying person you'll ever meet in your
yeah.
life.
Yeah. So who has better teeth, Beeble or Andy Roy?
Ooh, that is a toss-up.
Yeah. I don't know. That's, again, now we're diving way
deep. You have a tooth
off. Yeah. Other skate news, go to Thrasher Magazine and or Transworld Skateboarding and or Jankum. And Board Wrap is a good place. You go get your own skate
yeah,
news.
Yeah, there's a lot of skate news out there if you really want to get it.
Instagram has it all.
We kind of blew our wad on the surf news this
yeah.
morning.
We spurted so much surf info. Louis Lopez won the Dime Glory Challenge. So I didn't mention that.
Congratulations, Louis.
Yeah, you're probably already tuned out by now. This is 2 hours in.
Snow news?
Yeah, let's go to snow news.
Snow news is bocce.
Hold on. Wait. Oh. Remember, we got to put a song in between so people know that there's new news coming. Okay.
Hey, Satin, he walks and he talks like a girl. Out trying to think why it stinks. He's not a girl. Now he's kicked in the gut. They fucked him up.
Snow News is brought to you by Tori Holistics. Tori Holistics is great. That's where I go to get CBD stuff.
Oh.
No, I don't really mess with the hippie lettuce.
Okay.
But or the radical
but
cabbage.
If you wanted to.
Recreationally, glaucomally, if you have back pain, go get your herb. That's Tori weird. Holistics.
They have a pretty dank selection.
Dankest selection.
Let's
so
talk
dang.
About snow news.
Okay.
Hot dogs and handrails just happened.
Hot dogs and handrails.
There was a lot. I mean, you talk about an action sports filled
Bear
weekend.
Mountain.
Bear Mountain.
This was one of the most actiony, sportsy weekends in a long
it
time.
It was. It's like a sports.
I was on a plane.
Sports flare up. So yeah, Big Bear has had hot dogs and handrails now for quite a few years, and it is
not to be confused with the hot dog down the hallway event held somewhere else. Go ahead.
So, yeah, it's the unofficial start of winter here for the snow season.
They basically make a rail park and they blow snow.
They make a rail park, and it went from being like a couple rails that were a little dicey back in the day, like with some hay bales, to a full-on park setup that is just incredible to watch.
Yeah.
And I saw some of the highlights via everyone else's Instagrams while I was commentating the Nitro World Games in Salt Lake. But there was a really great setup this year.
And all the, like, Red Gerard.
Yeah, all, you know, the all of these are there.
Yeah.
Because they not only are you going up there to, you know, if you're in the event, cool, but it's also like a mega party.
Right.
So you go to Big
The
Band.
Line played.
The line is back. The line is
first,
back.
That's the big news. The line is back.
Nimmegaard has brought the line back.
Yeah. And they only play snowboarding events.
Oh, yeah. Is that the rule?
No. The line is back, which is awesome. They were a late 90s math.
Well, they were
punk
like one of like the Volcom bands.
Yeah. So it's rad to see them back, and Cut You Up definitely should play with the line.
So cool. Hot Dogs and Handrails happened. In other snow news.
Who won?
I don't remember.
Somebody won doing something crazy, for sure.
I don't know. We'll include a link or something. Do we include links? I don't know where we put that.
Do we
anyway,
do that?
If you want to know more about Hot Dogs and Handrails, go to Hot Dogs and Handrails hashtag and find out who won. But
yeah,
it was cool.
I could call somebody who was there.
We've already got so much news.
Well, just
there was a groundbreaking event in Park City, Utah for a brand new Woodward facility.
Yes.
That happened the other day. Here we go.
Hey, Derek Zeman, you're on the Monday Mass with Chris Cote and Todd Richards. We need you to tell us in 60 seconds what happened at Hot Dogs and Handrails.
Damn, a lot went down. 180 tons of snow blown over the sickest little course this summer to kick off winter with about, 60 to 80 of some of the best rail riders. Flew in, came in, some fresh off the plane from New Zealand. A lot of sick shit went down, but let's see, who took it out? Some standouts. Fuck, I think Dennis Bonus did like back three on, front three off, down the little C rail. I don't know. It was insane.
Who are some of the names that stood out to you?
Let's see. Well, Hale.
Rapid fire.
Let's see. Zach Hale. Killed it and broke out in hives kind of in between the heats.
Okay, can we just let's talk about Zach for a minute. Zach, doesn't he seem like he's kind of like taken over the mantle that Sage Kotzenberg had of like kind of being like the emotional whipping boy of everyone?
God, Zach is an emotional little whipping boy.
He is. He's kind of like a rash.
So Zach kinda won hives.
He won hives.
Zach won hives of the comp for sure.
That's the greatest thing. He broke out in hives.
Brandon Davis was killing it.
Brandon Davis.
That kid has some sick style.
Chaz the Spaz Goldemon was going off, I saw.
Oh, all Goldemon. The boys.
Okay.
All the boys. And then, you know, a lot of the guys came up too. Like Red was in the building hanging. Brock was.
Oh, just to hang out and watch.
Yeah.
Good times.
And then on
the line, played, we talked about. And then what? Who headlined it?
AWOL Nation.
Sail!
On mic and rock.
Sail! Hell yeah.
Only song I know.
Us too.
The only one we care about.
Derek Zeman, thank you. Monday Mass agent in the field. Thanks, Derek.
Yeah, boys.
Bye.
Bye. Later. Just like that. See, I know people.
Snow news.
Zoo banger. So, yeah.
All right, well, what I was saying before we got a zoo banger there was that Woodward is opening up a brand new facility in the mountains of Park City, Utah.
This is going to be like the ultimate training ground for, I want to just say, not just up and coming snowboarders, but for
just coming snowboarders.
They basically own a mountain.
Yep.
From what I heard, it was an old sledding mountain, and now it's going to be
This was a snowboard park at one time. This little mountain, it's off the side of Highway 80.
Okay.
And it is
the little mountain that could.
It's a little mountain. It's right before Park City. It's right before what is known as the Junction. And it was during about the 2002 Olympics, it was a snowboard park.
Okay.
But it was a tubing park. And they're going to put a huge facility at the bottom of it with, you know, bowls and indoor skate facilities.
Sick. So it's going to be snow, skate, right. And then in the summer, probably mountain bike, parkour.
Sure. BMX, whatever you want. Whatever you want to throw your body off of. But it's going to be awesome. And Woodward is doing really cool things. And then
you can follow Neil Hendricks on Instagram. He got a lot of backdoor info.
He's all wooded out.
Yeah.
And then also, in other snow news, it's snowing in Canada right now.
Oh, yeah. You know what I saw? Okay. I did some research today. I went online and I saw that Jackson Hole had got some snow.
We talked about this.
And then on September 20th, 3 days ago, they started blowing snow at Arapahoe Basin in Colorado.
The race is on who will open first. Will it be a basin or will it be Loveland Pass or Loveland Ski Area? So
that's crazy.
Stay tuned. We have resorts opening. It's almost October. This is like kind of right around the time where the boys in Colorado already are in line. Like
they're waxing their boards.
There's a select few that will actually sleep out to make sure they have first chair.
They do that in Whistler too, right? Like, or I'm sure they do it all over.
But first ski area open in the United States or the West Coast, because sometimes Killington opens up before on the East Coast. But Loveland Pass and A Basin are all constantly battling who will be the first. And Nate Dogg with 3 G's and his crew are always
they've
first
had in line.
First chair now for like 15 years.
And that is a
and there's people that try to take them out. Like they are angry. That those guys are always first.
And
there.
It's not like you're getting great snow, but you're just
no, it's
first.
Horrible. And usually they take like one run and then leave, like that. It's
and
just,
go to the bar.
It's just Nate Dogg's here.
We got it. Yeah. We did it. See you later.
So here we go. The season is starting, and it's officially video dropping time now for snowboard videos.
Check it out. Stay tuned. Absinthe Films.
Absinthe movie is going to be dropping here pretty shortly. They've been putting a little bit of their, you know, their highlight clips, teaser clips online, and there is some heavy, heavy stuff.
Yeah, look at this the lineup of snowboarders in the new Absinthe Films called Stay Tuned. Nicholas Mueller, I think one of everybody's favorites, definitely one of my favorites. Ben Ferguson, Judd Hankies, Brock Crouch, pre-Avalanche Brock Crouch, and I'm sure post-Avalanche Brock Crouch is going to be even better.
There's
Red Gerard, Mikael Bang, Jackson.
There's a shot of John Jackson that they just dropped. I think it was the other day. It's John coming in hot to some hit. I don't know where it is. I'm assuming
hot to a hit.
Hot, like coming in real, carrying a lot of speed. Way too much speed.
Yeah.
And he basically outjumps an entire. It doesn't look real. Like he's still gaining altitude when he should be setting it down nicely. And it is crazy. You want to see someone miscalculate an error.
Yeah.
Follow John Jackson on Instagram.
A melodrama film just dropped, which I've heard is awesome.
Yeah. Snowboard movies.
I like that there's a snowboard movie season. They all drop to right in time to get you fired up for the future season.
It is.
Yeah.
It's the it's like premieres and they're having them all over the place. And it's cool, everyone. So snowboard season is here and get ready because before you know it, you'll be shivering and shrouping.
Yes. Can't wait to be wet and cold and uncomfortable. Can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
Is there any other news?
Any other snow news?
Oh, I have some other news. Snow news is over.
Okay, so we're going to nerd news.
Random news.
Okay.
That was
snow news. This is miscellaneous. This is things that don't necessarily fit in surf, skate, and snow. Todd,
okay, so
let me tell you some news first.
Okay, go.
You told me this yesterday, and this was a once-in-a-lifetime occurrence. I had two birthdays.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
I turned 42 in Japan on the 23rd, and I flew on my birthday to the USA where I turned 42 again. How lucky am I to turn 42 twice?
Oh,
what an honor. What a pleasure.
You only get to do that once.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. I hate birthdays.
Oh, I hate them too. That's why I've just stopped acknowledging.
Never mind. I said that.
In other nerd news, I just got back from the Nitro World Games. I was commentating an event for Nitro, and I was really excited to do it because I'm, as you may or may not know, I'm a super car nerd.
We all love
cars. So I was commentating a rally event that was on the Velocity Channel.
Okay.
And it was really cool getting to see.
You got your Audi shirt on right now.
Yeah, I have my Audi shirt on. But so I get to be up close and personal with a lot of my friends that rally race, and to hear the sounds and smell the smells, and
yeah,
I love rallycross. I love rallycross.
Rally bones.
I am rallycross. Yeah. It's very fun. And then, so that was really cool. We got to see all the heroes do it. And then they had the arguably the gnarliest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God.
Which is freestyle motocross quarterpipe.
Quarterpipe.
That is on such another level. Like, it's really hard to imagine that they can even go that high with the amount of balls that they have to.
How do you sit on balls? A guy went, like, 60 feet out of the...
In practice, they were going huge. But during the actual event, it was windy.
Oh,
but they,
wind is not your friend when you're 50
dude,
feet.
Some dude went 47 feet out the top of a quarter pipe.
On a motorcycle.
Like a 250-pound motorcycle.
That is insane.
And it, like, you are up there for so long, you're like, it's,
I think,
it
I feel
go
like,
really bad.
I feel like the you know, like, Pastrana crew, the Nitro Circus crew, all the freestyle BMX guys, like, they have done so, I mean, it, so much of the most just unbelievable double flips, you know, leaving the bike, like, over jumps, that they're like, what else can we do to make this even gnarlier?
I really think that Travis Pastrana has, in the cumulative holy shit moments that have occurred on Earth in the past 10 years, Pastrana has probably, contributed probably like 60% to those holy shit moments.
Yeah. Pastrana's...
So
out of this world.
Travis Pastrana is a mad genius.
Did he win rallycross?
He didn't win rallycross. It was two Swedes. Timmy Hansen won.
You know, I'm friends with Ken Block.
Same here.
Yeah.
I'm better friends.
I'm sure.
He lends me his car.
Closer friends, yeah.
Like, way better.
I saw you were driving on his Ford Raptor or something. Yeah.
Some fun. No, yeah. Anyway.
What's up, Ken?
So that was really cool this weekend. And I think that does it. That's a lot of information.
That was a lot of news.
That was like, are you in San Francisco yet? You just left San Diego when we started with
We got you covered
you
on your commute.
San Francisco right now.
Yeah.
The amount of information.
Well, I'm glad that we're both in town at the same time.
Right. We might not be.
I'm gone next week.
We might not be
I'm
for
gone
a while
next week.
Again.
But we'll be back probably in 2 weeks.
The good news is that next Monday you'll still be listening to this podcast right now.
It's the longest podcast ever. And it was great. Thank you so much, Todd. Thank you to all of our sponsors, you online, and of course, Tori Holistics, Planetary Punt, Quincy Woodwrights.
What about Active Skin Repair?
Active Skin Repair.
Still don't have
Active Skin Repair. I have some for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, but I have to put it on you. You can have it, but I have to put it on you wherever it is. Okay?
Great.
Thank you, Active Skin Repair. Okay, everybody, bye. See you in 2 weeks.